with Shirley Duke, Steve Butch, and of course known as Garbage. I asked them if they'd come on and would they sing I Will Die For You, because I think that's such a sexy song. Shirley was coming on to me during the entire commercial break. It was really very flattering, very flattering. Where are the microphones, Scott? Put the band on. I can't talk with them over there. What's the matter with you?
Should be on.
Should be on.
Yeah.
Say something, Shirley.
You were talking to
her. Oh,
the license tuning with the...
Is she on? Can you tell?
Yeah, she's
barely.
On.
She's barely on.
I mean, either she's with me or the mic's on.
Oh, there she is. All right.
There I am.
Weren't you coming on to me during the commercial?
No, you were talking to me about your piano lessons. It was so cute.
That's right. I guess she wasn't coming on to me, Robin.
You were over there.
I was over there talking, yes. Actually, was ignoring me. And all right, anyway, I love this song, and I'm excited that you're doing it for us. So I'll turn it over to you.
All right.
All right. See what happens. thinking about me, weren't you? Yeah. Damn, I wish a girl would write a song about me like that.
But you don't ever feel that way about anybody else.
Oh, I do, too. I do feel about that. I mean, I do. You know what's cool? That drum machine.
Man. Yeah.
I got to get one of those. That's a machine.
Sounds really good.
I turn up the microphone so I can talk to the band. What is that thing? Scott, get over there, you lazy bastard.
Jesus.
What is no it? Dick Clark, he's
so lazy. Well, yeah?
We actually borrowed this from Girls Against Boys because the samplers that we used were too big to get in the studio here, the drum kit and all the pads.
That's really
stuff.
Cool. I got to get one of those.
Kind of a mini version.
I got to get a band. I would die for you. And who is that written for again?
You're the cutest. Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Flirting. I think I could get you.
All years.
Sounded really good.
Mm-hmm.
Man, you guys are real good. I would die for you. Damn it. And the Shagmeister, no wonder he gets laid.
Yeah,
wow. That's right.
I pimp for all of them.
I bet. You pick out girls at the concerts and stuff?
Well, the girls pick me.
Well, all the girls come out to the concert dressed like you, right?
We get a lot of beautiful girls at our gigs, I must say.
White girls?
Really good. All kinds of girls.
Really?
Yeah.
And then what do? You go out there and you find them for the Shagmeister?
Wow.
Is that right?
Not quite, no.
I like how you're rubbing your legs. That's nice.
Well, shut up, Howard.
It's a nice little touch.
Get your mind out the gutter.
I can't help it. I get turned on. There's a guy, Vinny, while you were singing, just had an orgasm. What is it, Vinny?
What? I had the most awesome orgasm during her singing.
Really? You like that?
Oh, what's the album called? I got to go out and get it.
Well, wait a second. That's from your previous album, right?
Shut up, Howard. It's version 2.0.
No, wait a second. I Would Die For You is from the same album? No.
It's on the Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Right. Oh, okay.
It's actually called Number One Crush is the name of the song.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Okay.
All right. I got it.
Tell us thanks a lot.
You like that?
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Filthy pig. It's wild. Go clean up.
Thank you.
Make a mess.
Really? Nobody can use the phone now?
Yeah. All right. So let me see. Wait. Some other fans want to talk to you. Yeah. Go ahead, Ray.
Hello?
Yeah. What is it?
Okay. Can Garrett do a little bit of I'm Only Happy When It Rains?
I don't know if they're prepared to do that.
Oh, bummer.
Come to the show tonight and you'll hear.
Now, where is the show tonight?
The show tonight?
Okay. That's
Roseland?
Yeah.
Are you inebriated?
Yeah, you sound steaming.
Are you drunk?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm head injured.
Are you head injured?
Oh, dear.
Because you sound like a drunk.
Yeah, I'm a little slow.
Yeah, you're very slow.
How'd you injure your head?
I was in an accident like 10 years ago. I was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh.
Wow.
Now you sound drunk yourself.
Yeah, isn't that ironic? You get hit by a drunk driver and then you sound drunk.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
Life's not fair.
Well, you can produce our show. You're qualified.
Oh.
All right, thank you. Well, obviously, you're big with head injury, guys. Congratulations on that. I mean, that's very sweet, I think, don't you, Robin?
It is.
Cool. That's right.
It's good to touch everyone.
One more phone call. Erin, go ahead. You know, that guy almost died for you, the guy on the phone.
No, yes. I was just wondering if Shirley Mason knew whether or not die for you meant orgasm in the 1800s.
Did you know that die for you means
Shirley
orgasm?
Mason? I didn't know that.
When you die for
Shirley Manson.
Whatever.
Whatever.
I don't know.
Well, okay. Well, no, she didn't know that.
Okay.
I think she literally means she would die for some guy, right?
It's metaphorical.
Yeah, but I mean, in other words, you're very much in love with
like
whoever you're singing about.
So much.
Yeah, when you say, oh, God, I'm dying, you know, to
right.
get to the show tonight.
You really wouldn't, you wouldn't really kill yourself for somebody.
Nah.
I see. No guy is worth it.
But I could see how that would be a metaphor for an orgasm, too.
Yes. What is it, Dana?
Hi. I just wanted to ask Shirley if she's an exhibitionist.
Are you an exhibitionist, Shirley?
I'm an exhibitionist.
You are, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to do what I do if I wasn't.
Your breasts once pop out on... Oh. You were at somewhere, some show somewhere, and your breast popped out?
My nipple popped out.
Your nipple popped out.
That wasn't deliberate exhibitionism, though. That was accidental.
That was a very popular picture on the internet, wasn't it?
Yes.
I wish I saw that. I've never seen your nipple.
I saw upper skirt.
Where did you see that?
I was at a concert when they opened up for the Pumpkins in Philadelphia. I was in the front row.
Was she wearing panties?
Yes, she was.
Why do you wear panties, Shirley?
Because I've had,
for obvious reasons, people look at my skirt.
Right. But who can blame them? Why not? I already looked up your skirt. When you were in rehearsal there, mm-hmm. you were crossing and uncrossing your legs. I saw your panties. And then Gary slips me a note. He goes, you can see Shirley's panties.
Oh, you guys are sick.
And I'm like, I already noticed. Please.
Sick, sick, sick.
She almost wrote a song, I Would Shave For You.
Oh!
Well, anyway, I want to thank you guys for coming in today. This was a lot of fun for me, watching you perform.
It was a lot of fun for us.
And so there's a big show tonight.
Mm-hmm. At Roseland?
At Roseland.
Yeah.